Slide 1. This component, Health Management Information Systems, is a theory component specific to healthcare and public health applications. The topic for the 7th unit of this component is Medical Imaging Systems. Unit 7 consists of one lecture, followed by an assignment. A self-assessment also accompanies this unit. This lecture offers a definition of medical imaging, describes the purpose, processes, and management issues of medical imaging systems, analyzes the economic and technological factors that must be considered in the adoption of digital displays in radiology departments, looks at the major challenges with imaging systems faced by healthcare institutions and informaticians, and examines the future directions for imaging systems. Slide 2. There are 4 objectives for this unit. By the end of this lecture, the student should be able to examine the purposes, processes, and management issues related to the use of imaging systems in healthcare, understand the economic and technological factors that must be considered in the adoption of digital displays in radiology departments, describe the major challenges with imaging systems faced by healthcare institutions and informaticians, and describe the future directions for imaging systems. Slide 3. Before the purposes, processes, and management issues related to the use of imaging systems in healthcare are addressed, several terms will be defined. The first one is medical imaging. According to Wikipedia, medical imaging is the technique and process used to create images of the human body, or parts and function thereof, for clinical purposes. Medical procedures seeking to reveal, diagnose, or examine disease, or medical science, including the study of normal anatomy and physiology. As a discipline, and in its widest sense, it is part of biological imaging and incorporates radiology in the wider sense, nuclear medicine, investigative radiological sciences, endoscopy, medical thermography, medical photography, and microscopy, for example, for human pathological investigations. While radiology is often what comes to mind when medical imaging is mentioned, it is not limited to radiology. Other areas, such as pathology, gastroenterology, and cardiology, also fall under medical imaging. Slide 4. The next term that will be defined is digital imaging. This definition comes from Wikipedia. Digital imaging, or digital image acquisition, is the creation of digital images, typically from a physical scene. The term is often assumed to imply or include the processing, compression, storage, printing, and display of such images. Slide 5. The final term to define is imaging informatics. Shortlist textbook Biomedical Informatics, Computer Applications in Healthcare and Biomedicine provides this definition. A subdiscipline of biomedical informatics concerned with the common issues that arise in all image modalities relating to the acquisition of image in or conversion to digital form and the analysis, manipulation, and use of those images once they are in digital form. Imaging informatics is tissues and organs focused and involves the intersection of imaging science, biomedical engineering, and biomedical informatics, including topics such as methodologies and techniques of image processing, standards for image information sharing, content-based image retrieval, decision support in image detection and interpretation, and evaluations of image-based systems. As cited in Medical Imaging Informatics, How It Improves Radiology Practice Today, Medical Imaging Informatics is the development, application, and assessment of information technology, IT, for clinical medical imaging. It includes the interfaces of IT and people. https://www.ncbi.nlm.nih.gov/pmc/articles/pmc189-6265/. An example of imaging informatics applications is a CT scanner, which uses software algorithms to recreate a three-dimensional image of the body parts. Another example would be picture archiving and communication systems, PACS, which are a combination of hardware and software dedicated to the short and long-term storage, retrieval, management, distribution, and presentation of images. Slide 6. With an understanding of the various terms, let's next examine the purposes related to the use of imaging systems in healthcare. According to Greens and Brinkley in Chapter 18 of Shortlift's textbook, Biomedical Informatics, Computer Applications in Healthcare and Biomedicine, imaging is a central part of the healthcare process for diagnosis, treatment planning, image-guided treatment, assessment or response to treatment, and estimation of prognosis. In addition, it plays important roles in medical communication and education, as well as research. For example, imaging systems improve access to the studies. Remote viewing is possible, and thereby expediting diagnosis and treatment. Enhance image communication. Images can be viewed by multiple clinicians at different locations, and decrease the amount of time it takes to provide a report back to an ordering physician. Images can be retrieved, interpreted, and a report back to the ordering physician expedited. Slide 7. The purposes outlined in the last slide related to the use of imaging systems in healthcare are compelling, but what are the processes associated with the use of imaging systems in healthcare? There are basically three. 1. Acquisition and management of the digitized images. 2. Interpretation of the images. 3. Communication of the interpretations. The next slide shows a picture archiving and communication systems, or PACS, configuration that shows the processes. Slide 8. The Medical Digital Imaging Revolution. http://www.hospitalmanagement.net/features/feature681/ explains, a picture archiving and communication system, PACS, data network, is a computer network system designed to transfer, store, and retrieve digital medical images for viewing at the right place and at the right time. It integrates data from system to system, inside and outside healthcare departments, and ensures that images and image-related data are made available as needed at the point of care. PACS stands for the following. Picture, digital diagnostic image, typically radiological. Archiving, electronic storage and retrieval, so no lost films. Communication, computer network with multiple access and IS integration. System, control of the processes with integrated technology. The system architecture is typically a number of imaging modalities, CT, MRI, connected to a PACS archive, and a number of reporting and review workstations. There can be over 200 on site. Then, together with web clients, they can view reports and images. There can be over 500 on and off site by being interconnected with PACS data networks. The PACS data network should provide a seamlessly integrated information management infrastructure within the department and the enterprise to improve care, service, and productivity while enhancing the quality of the work environment in a secure and reliable manner. This image is an example of a facility-wide PACS configuration. At the center is the Archiving and Communication System, PACS, server. Digital acquisition devices such as ultrasound, US, computed tomography, CT, mammography, MAMO, are sent to the server. An electronic medical record, EMR, also supplies information to the server. The output from the server is to storage devices and to reading stations or to the internet, where access is made available via a web browser to remote locations. Slide 9. The transmission of data about a medical image from acquisition devices to storage devices requires a messaging format. Digital Imaging and Communications in Medicine, DICOM, is a standard for the electronic exchange of medical images and the data associated with the images. According to a brochure published by the National Electrical Manufacturers Association, NEMA, http://medical.nema.org/dicom/geninfo/brochure.pdf. DICOM is a global information technology standard that is used in virtually all hospitals worldwide. Its current structure is designed to ensure the interoperability of systems used to produce, store, display, process, send, retrieve, query, or print medical images and derived structured documents, as well as to manage related workflow. There is an expectation that by 2013, DICOM will be required by all EHR systems that include imaging information as an integral part of the patient record. Another communication standard format comes from Health Level 7 International, or HL7. According to HL7's website, Health Level 7 International, HL7, is an ANSI-accredited standards-developing organization dedicated to providing a comprehensive framework and related standards for the exchange, integration, sharing, and retrieval of electronic health information that supports clinical practice and the management, delivery, and evaluation of health services. http://www.hl7.org. Message standards associated with patient demographic and exam ordering information, result reporting, and billing are addressed by HL7. Both DICOM and HL7 support the integration among systems, which is discussed later on in this lecture. Slide 10. There are a number of management issues that will need to be addressed with regards to imaging systems. The first issue is storage. Managing the storage and retrieval of digital images involves online digital archiving, retrieval of images via the image databases, and transmission of images over communication networks. Once the image has been interpreted, it will need to be stored or electronically archived. While the industry is moving to digital images, film may still be in use. Storage of film involves file space. Film also requires material resources, such as film and its jacket, along with staff resources to prepare it for storage, as well as to retrieve it when needed. For digital images, the process changes, so the identified film issues are eliminated or reduced. For example, as soon as image quality is verified, it can be sent immediately to an electronic archive, thereby eliminating the need for shelved film storage. According to Greens and Brinkley, in Chapter 18 of Shortlift's textbook, Biomedical Informatics, Computer Applications in Healthcare and Biomedicine, image modalities differ substantially in their storage requirements, depending on the contrast and spatial resolution needed, the number of images or the size of the datasets, whether raw or processed data are stored, and whether data compression techniques are used. Shortlift, E. Biomedical Informatics, Computer Applications in Healthcare and Biomedicine. Also mentioned by Greens and Brinkley is the need for the image archiving system to be able to manage not only online maintenance of active images, but must be able to store older image data. They suggest establishing hierarchies of storage to address concerns with speed of access. This would involve setting up a process that takes into account higher access mediums, such as a local workstation, to storage on slower access mediums, such as an optical disk. Greens and Brinkley note the need to decide where to place image data based on patterns of expected use and network traffic when putting the plan together. Another way to address storage issues would be with data compression. Slide 11. In addition to storage concerns, another management issue is image integration. Integration involves distributed viewing stations, online image databases, image management systems, and broadband local area networks, LANs, and wide area networks, WANs. Greens and Brinkley, in Chapter 18 of Shortlift's textbook, Biomedical Informatics, Computer Applications in Healthcare and Biomedicine, state, "The network configuration and the capacity of each part must be planned in relation to considerations such as patterns of expected use and cost." As they point out, the image transmission times would be different given choice of network method and degree of compression. Shortlift E, Biomedical Informatics, Computer Applications in Healthcare and Biomedicine. Because of their own distinctive management issues, viewing station factors will be examined further on the next slide. Image integration with other healthcare information is addressed later under major challenges. Slide 12. Setting up workstations where radiologists will view and interpret digital images and referring clinicians will review the interpreted images pose their own unique management challenges. First, technological factors associated with digital displays will be discussed. Greens and Brinkley, in Chapter 18 of Shortlift's textbook, Biomedical Informatics, Computer Applications in Healthcare and Biomedicine, point out that radiologist viewing consoles for image interpretation need to support general image manipulation operations, and other operations that the radiologist performs while analyzing images. They stress the ability to reshuffle images, to shift attention, to zoom in on a specific area, and to step back again to get an overview are all essential to the interpretive and analytic processes, and go on to further state, the design of practical image interpretation workstations thus requires considerable human engineering and experimentation. For referring clinicians, Greens and Brinkley indicate their workstation must be easily accessible and thus must be conveniently distributed throughout the institution or throughout an extended integrated delivery network. Regarding economic factors associated with digital displays, Greens and Brinkley make note of the fact that costs for the network infrastructure and for image acquisition, storage, and review can be shared by the entire healthcare system rather than falling exclusively to radiology departments. Shortliff E. Biomedical Informatics, Computer Applications in Healthcare, and Biomedicine. Slide 13. Just having a medical image is not of much benefit if it is not accessible for use by various applications. The ability to have an efficient image distribution and access process is dependent on the successful integration of multiple information systems. Connectivity, or integrating medical imaging systems with other information systems, is a major challenge for healthcare institutions and informaticians. As you would expect, the radiology information systems, RISs, which support the radiology department's information needs by managing workflow of such things as maintaining the film library and digital archive, scheduling of patient examinations, registering of patients, distributing reports, and billing, must be integrated with medical imaging systems. Greens and Brinkley, in Chapter 18 of Shortliff's textbook, Biomedical Informatics, Computer Applications in Healthcare and Biomedicine, make note that RISs have been implemented either as a standalone system or as components of HISs. In either case, an RIS must be integrated with other information systems within an institution to allow reconciliation of patient data, to support examination, scheduling, and results reporting, and to facilitate patient billing. Shortliff E. Biomedical Informatics, Computer Applications in Healthcare and Biomedicine. Slide 14. An example of why integration is necessary between the Picture Archiving and Communication System, PACS, Hospital Information System, HIS, and Radiology Information System, RIS, is explained by Greens and Brinkley as follows. Picture Archiving and Communication System, PACS, image management functions must be integrated with RISs and HISs because RIS, or in some cases an HIS, keeps track of examinations and associates them with patients, and a PACS keeps track of images and associates them with examinations. The task is to provide coordination between the examination data on the two systems. Several different implementation approaches are possible. For example, the RIS, or HIS, can be augmented such that examination records indicate the presence of associated images. The path to the image can be stored directly with the examination record on the RIS or HIS, or the examination data can be duplicated on the PACS, where pointers to the images for each examination are maintained. Shortliff E. Biomedical Informatics, Computer Applications in Healthcare and Biomedicine. Slide 15. Another major challenge for healthcare institutions and informaticians is the selection of a method for producing and distributing image reports. Traditionally, this has been done through clinician dictation, followed by a transcriptionist typing a report, and then review and approval by the dictator. Speech recognition is another way for clinicians to document his or her interpretation of an image. According to Wikipedia, speech recognition, also known as automatic speech recognition or computer speech recognition, converts spoken words to text. The term voice recognition is sometimes used to refer to recognition systems that must be trained to a particular speaker, as is the case for most desktop recognition software. There are two types of speech recognition, front-end and back-end. The following definitions are from the AHIMA, Practice Brief Speech Recognition in the Electronic Health Record. Front-end speech recognition is the term generally used to describe a process where the dictator, end user, speaks into a microphone or headset attached to a PC. The recognized words are displayed as they are recognized, and the dictator is expected to correct misrecognitions. Server-based speech recognition takes place after the dictator has created audio input in much the same way as usual, and the process then takes place at the server level or on the back end. http://library.aihima.org/expedio/groups/public/documents/aihima/bok1_022107.hcsp?DDoc:name=BOK1_022107. The final reporting method option is structured. As cited by Fenton in Structured or Unstructured, Options for Clinician Data Entry in the EHR, structured data entry largely involves the use of forms and other tools to enter information. Forms or computer entry screens include defined data elements or fields, some of which may be mandatory, some of which may be optional. Often, the content entered into the different fields is specified via lists or a predefined vocabulary. Sometimes, the system will intelligently follow the data entry and, based on what is entered, determine the next fields needing completion. Slide 16. Moving on to factors that will affect the future direction of imaging systems, there are several, including advances in medical imaging technology, the ongoing development of standards for exchanging images, and the expectation that Stage 2 meaningful use will include images in the electronic health record. An example of advances in medical imaging technology would be the following, published in Health Data Management. The Food and Drug Administration recently approved new medical imaging technology to process images and pinpoint regions of interest. The MedSeg system, from Largo, Maryland-based Bartrand Medical Imaging Incorporated, is based on a computer algorithm developed at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland. The software groups an image's pixels together at different levels of detail to enable image segmentation to a higher level than currently available, according to NASA. http://www.healthdatamanagement.com/news/health-care-technology-news-imaging-nasa-mammogram-analytics-41165-1.html. Another recent development is the release of an expansion of the DICOM Medical Image Exchange Standard, Supplement 145. According to a College of American Pathologists press release, the standard will enable electronic display, sharing, storage, and management of the image of the entire microscope slide, or large images usually associated with pathology. It will allow healthcare professionals flexibility, such as panning and zooming, when interacting with the image. The adoption of whole slide digital imaging into hospitals and laboratories is desirable for advancing pathology and improving patient care. Currently, most hospitals use a PACS, Picture Archiving and Communication System, to manage and store radiology images. Until now, PACS software and the DICOM core standard did not accommodate pathology whole slide images. Supplement 145, the new standard for whole slide microscopic images, will facilitate health information interoperability of pathology medical images, various whole slide imaging equipment manufacturers, PACS, and electronic health records, EHRs. http://tinyurl.com/2elpbvh. A final factor affecting the future direction of imaging systems is the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, or ARRA, and the associated Health Information Technology for Economic and Clinical Health, HITECH, provision. ARRA, officially Public Law 111-5, signed into law February 2009, provides many different stimulus opportunities, one of which is $19.2 billion for health IT. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services EHR Incentive Program's website provides the following with regards to HITECH and the meaningful use of interoperable health information technology and qualified EHRs. The Health Information Technology for Economic and Clinical Health Act, or the HITECH Act, established programs under Medicare and Medicaid to provide incentive payments for the meaningful use of certified EHR technology. The Medicare and Medicaid EHR incentive programs will provide incentive payments to eligible professionals and eligible hospitals as they adopt, implement, upgrade, or demonstrate meaningful use of certified EHR technology. The programs begin in 2011. These incentive programs are designed to support providers in this period of health IT transition and instill the use of EHRs in meaningful ways to help our nation to improve the quality, safety, and efficiency of patient health care. On July 13, 2010, two regulations were released, one of which defines the meaningful use objectives that providers must meet to qualify for the bonus payments, and the other which identifies the technical capabilities required for certified EHR technology. The Secretary of HHS published in the Federal Register a final rule that adopted standards, implementation specifications, and certification criteria for HIT. The final rule was released in conjunction with the Medicare and Medicaid EHR Incentive Program's final rule. The CMS regulations specify the objectives that providers must achieve in payment years 2011 and 2012 to qualify for incentive payments. The ONC regulations specify the technical capabilities that EHR technology must have to be certified and to support providers in achieving the meaningful use objectives. The current plans are the inclusion of images in the certified EHR technology in Stage 2, which is to take effect in October 2012. Slide 17. To conclude, the first part of this lecture examined the purposes, processes, and management issues with regards to imaging systems. Specific factors related to storage concerns and image integration, including viewing stations, were scrutinized. Image integration with other healthcare information, another challenge faced by healthcare institutions and informaticians, was also discussed. The final topic covered was future directions. There are a number of things going on in the healthcare environment which will have an impact on medical imaging in the next several years. These include advances in imaging technology, standards development, and the expected inclusion of images in the certified EHR technology in Stage 2. This lecture is now finished, and as a result, Health Management Information Systems, Unit 7, Medical Imaging Systems, is now completed as well.